Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Show Julia. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Don Mattingly, do you think he's a lock to manage his team next year? I don't, but Hugh Douglas, he does. Where do you come down on that? Plus, pair of tickets to give away HBCU Swingman Classic tomorrow night at Citizens Bank Park. First clue is this person portrayed a superhero. So that's clue number one out there for you for Hugh's clues today. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones, I do have an idea for the Sixers.
Well, what you got?
Listen, we want LeBron on the show, at least two-thirds of us, right? You and I do. Kyle's, over there not wanting LeBron James. But we want LeBron James on the Sixers. And there's different ways you can go about this. And free agency is always interesting because you want to entice the player. And usually, money is the way to do it, right? That's typically how this works. That's not this particular free agency because none of these teams have max cap space. And it seems like LeBron is at a point in his career where
trying to get all the money.
Yeah,
he's gonna get his bread. Yeah. He's gonna get his bread in other ways. But
right.
Yeah, he's not trying to get all the bread.
So to me, it's gonna have to be a different way to entice LeBron James, not just money. It's gonna have to be about roster construction, the people he wants to play with, making sure he knows this is where you should be. And it sounds to me like the Cavaliers have already started to set this up where they're doing things and moving things to make sure he knows, like, hey, we really want you. Let's hear Shams on what's going on in Cleveland and what they're trying to do.
They want LeBron James. There's no secret about it. Just like the Heat do. Just like the Minnesota Timberwolves would love LeBron James. The Sixers would love LeBron James. But the Cavs, of course, have the pitch, right? You think about it. Your starting backcourt's already set. James Harden, Donovan Mitchell's locked in. And I think the biggest situation here for the Cavs, if you're not dealing with the instability of Donovan Mitchell going into the last year of his deal, where you know you're going to get those questions depending on how the team is playing, and he was eligible for $80 million more next summer, so he takes that off the books. He commits now, and so your backcourt's already set. You have Mobley and Allen in the front court, and LeBron James slides right in as a starting small forward, basically, and so you have that pitch for them, and they're seriously in it. I think they're looked at as among the leaders with a Miami, a Philadelphia, as well. And so I think Cleveland's got all the pieces.
All right, so Shams is talking about how Cleveland's trying to set this up, right, to really entice him, to kind of move things around, and Harden's waiting on his contract and all that kind of stuff. So if the Sixers really want to do this and get his attention, to me they have to do something to get his attention. And Hugh, the best way to do it right now, in my opinion, is to trade for a player that we know he wants to play with. There was a rumor out there a few weeks ago that the Warriors were thinking about teaming Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Well, the Sixers could try to do the same thing. And the way to do it is pretty simple. If you look at the contracts, the Joel Embiid contract and the Anthony Davis contract are basically the same contract. They're the same age, the same kind of contract. It's like a few million-dollar difference. It's the same thing. Hugh, I would offer the Wizards Joel Embiid and draft picks because they're gonna want draft picks to make this swap because Anthony Davis is the better player right now.
Mm-hmm.
I would offer them Joel Embiid and draft picks to bring back Anthony Davis to show LeBron James, like, hey, you want to play with AD again? He's here now. And there's your starting five. You have Tyrese Maxey, you have VJ Edgecombe, you have Jaylen Brown, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis. Hugh, should the Sixers do something big here to entice LeBron James?
I think they're contemplating it. And I know some people probably feel some kind of way because, you know, we're talking about moving on from the big fella, Joel Embiid, and everything like that. But when you start talking about getting a player like LeBron, even though he's 42 years old and he's not the guy that he once was, everywhere LeBron James has been, for the most part, they've kind of, you know, compensated. Like, he's been compensated other ways. He's been adhered to. He's been, what's the word I'm looking for? He's been taken care of.
Catered to.
Catered. There it is. Catered. That's the word. Catering.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, it took me a while. But the bottom line is this. When you talk about, and when you throw your ring in a hat and you mention his name, then nothing's out of bounds when you talk about getting him. And I think that's where the Sixers are right now. And I think that's probably why, you know, we all talked about last week and people got all up in their feelings when they talked about Joel Embiid potentially getting traded. Right now, with the potential of LeBron James being here, that has to be something that has been talked about, whether it's been mentioned in the media or not. When you talk about getting LeBron James here and what LeBron James wants, Anthony Davis is a part of that. Joel Embiid isn't, you know, bottom line. So you're thinking about it. It's probably been talked about.
Well, and I just look at all the teams involved, the few teams that are seemingly the favorites, right? The Miami Heat, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Sixers. The only way the Sixers get LeBron James is if they stand out to the point where he's like, this is obviously the place, right? There's no connection here. There's no reason to come here other than basketball. There's nothing. I mean, the Cleveland thing is home, Like, starts and ends in the same place, home. Miami, he clearly has a very positive connection to, knows those people, and they just landed Giannis. As much as we landed Jaylen Brown, Giannis is a different level of player. So if we're talking about, oh, I get to go play with someone, well, Giannis is going to win out over Jaylen Brown and Maxey, as good as those players are. So we don't have the best player of either of these three teams we're talking about, or the other two teams, right? We don't have the best player. That's Miami. Giannis is there. We don't have the home connection. That's Cleveland. What we can do is give him what he wants basketball-wise more than anybody else. The Sixers have a contract that could be swapped out for Anthony Davis, apparently a guy that he loves. He wanted him in L.A. The people thought he was going to go to Golden State because they were going to get him. Get Anthony Davis. I would trade Joel Embiid in a couple picks in a heartbeat if it meant Anthony Davis and, by proxy, LeBron James. Let's do it. Let's dump Embiid. Get Anthony Davis, bring in LeBron James. Kyle, what are you feeling as we are trying to entice the king?
I hate you guys.
Why?
But this is pathetic.
Oh, stop.
What do you know? Congrats. You found the one guy who played less than Joel Embiid last year, by the way, in Anthony Davis.
Played better, though.
So even if I wanted to play ball with you and that I wanted LeBron James, this is so beyond desperate and pathetic. Like, I
cost the business.
You know, I'm gonna put my doctor's coat on because we like to diagnose people on the show. You guys have LeBronchitis. That's what you have. And I saw this coming a mile away because all the fools out there were like, LeBron just wants basketball happiness. He'll sign on a vet minimum and he won't be too big of a distraction. He'll be a third option. He'll fall back. Mm-hmm. And now we're moving around the roster just to entice this guy.
Yep.
With Anthony Davis, what are we doing?
Well, let's not pretend Anthony Davis is not a good player. I mean,
he doesn't play.
Well, neither does. So I can
right.
have. So, okay, so I can have. So I can have Embiid here not playing and no James, or I could have James here and sometimes Anthony
Davis.
That's
a terrible idea.
No, it is.
That's a horrendous idea.
What I think it is it a smart idea?
It's one of the silliest ideas I've ever heard.
I think it's a smart
idea. How about that?
Well, you know what? Then we're not going to get him.
Good.
No,
but
you're like Hugh Douglas when he went to the auction he went to a couple weeks ago. You want something, but you're not willing to go all the way.
No. Even if I'm playing ball with you and that I wanted LeBron, that's a bridge too far.
Oh,
yeah, what are you talking about? We're gonna completely, like, Joel Embiid, whether you like it or not, is still a centerpiece of this roster.
Mm.
You're gonna take down that building block. Yeah. Add Anthony Davis, who is also barely a building block. Like I said, the only guy in the NBA who probably found one good guy who doesn't play as much as Joel Embiid.
Yes.
It's a ridiculous idea for a 42-year-old.
I am at the auction.
That's playing basketball it's so still in, at a pretty it,
guys,
high
it's,
level.
It's so insane.
I am
for
at the
one
auction,
year of a 42-year-old.
I am at the auction to win the auction. I'm not there to just say I went. Because that it feels like some people are like, oh, let's try for LeBron James.
But don't you
get
have a walking away price for everything?
Okay, I'm not going to give them pick swaps for the next 10 years. Right? There's got to be a line. I'm just saying the contracts match. If LeBron wants to play with AD, would I swap Embiid for him? Yes!
But here's my other big problem, right? Because I've been, now that I'm not playing ball with you, and that I don't want LeBron James here, I would rather win it without LeBron. I want the Sixers to win a title by their own merit, a real title, not a LeBron title.
By their own merit! They're the Sixers.
He said a real title, not a LeBron title.
All right, but we can't do that. We're all excited for Jaylen Brown here, and now they have a real shot, but also they're the Sixers. Like, that's talking out of both sides of our mouth. Do we think we have a real shot at winning the NBA title without LeBron James? I think we all should. If our title hopes hinge on LeBron freaking James, then what do we do the Jaylen Brown thing for?
Okay. Well, but I can make the case in the East. If he stays in the East, which it sounds like he's going to, right? Miami and the Cavs and the Sixers.
Let him go. And he can bring Anthony freaking Davis with him.
But he might push Miami and the Cavs over us.
Good.
Well, you know what? That's not good. For all the we don't want LeBron guys, if we don't get him and we lose to LeBron in the playoffs next year, I'm going to lose my mind.
You're mad at everybody.
Well, of course. Because in an East where everyone looks kind of even, there's like five or six or seven good teams.
He's the difference maker.
He might be.
At 42 years old.
He might be.
That's a bad scenario, Joe. Now I'll give you this scenario. Mm. You bring in Anthony Davis. You get rid of Embiid. You get LeBron in here. You still get bounced before the freaking second round.
I don't think we look
pathetic. We would be a joke,
What's the worst that happens? We lose Joel Embiid for Anthony Davis?
Like, yes!
Oh, come on!
The worst thing could happen is you blew this thing up for some desperate hope that a 42-year-old would drag you to a championship, and then you don't do it.
Yes, that's why I am desperate.
It would be pathetic.
I am in the auction to win the auction. I'm not Hugh Douglas. I'm not going to the auction to tell us about it when he loses to somebody else.
That is a Hugh Douglas move.
Caught astray.
Yep. You did do that.
I did. No, I bid, though.
No.
I did bid.
But that's like by not going this far, by not offering Embiid for Davis, like, we're bidding. Like, LeBron, please come. We want you. But we got to go all the way.
No, I wasn't going all the way.
I know.
But I did bid, though.
Yeah.
I bid $2,000, and then I got outbid by my teammate. Mm-hmm. Then it got way too pricey.
You know, there are things that they could do to entice LeBron that I would consider harmless. This is a joke.
Well, actually, I would say this. Listen, I know there's still some people out there who think Embiid's still a big part of this. Well, they're clueless. There's still some people out there who think that Embiid's going to stay healthy. They're clueless. And you're right, and it's fair to bring out
Anthony Davis doesn't stay healthy either.
But I actually think let's live in a perfect world for a second where they both stay healthy. I think Anthony Davis is a better fit for this team with LeBron than Embiid. Anthony Davis plays defense. He can still jump and run.
He can go be a better fit with LeBron somewhere else.
Well, I want him here. That's the difference. All right, 215-592-9490. For would you do it? Would you offer the Wizards? And would you trade Embiid for Anthony Davis to entice LeBron? I would. You know, at some point you have to make it known to him that we are serious. And
makes you feel serious. That feels serious to me.
And in this realm, this is not about cap room, because that's not what this free... You know, every free agency is about different things. And this one is not about that. This is about showing him, like, hey,
we love you.
And we want to make the team the way you want it. And if you're choosing between us, Miami, and Cleveland, what's going to put us over the top? I think this could put him over the top. 215-592-9494. Your take on the Mattingly thing, is he a lock to be the manager next year? And would you trade Embiid for Anthony Davis to entice LeBron James? I feel like it is the best way to entice him. Get him here and make sure he knows, hey, this player you want to play with, which was kind of the root of the Golden State rumors, we're going to get him here. We're going to get Anthony Davis on this basketball team this offseason. Let's go to the phone lines here. Rob and Delco up on WIP. Rob.
Yo, gentlemen. Good morning. How you doing?
What's going on, man?
Rob?
Hey, listen. I'm all for bringing LeBron here, but there's something I heard, so you guys can clear me up. Maybe I'm – because you can't believe everything you see
right
on the internet, Twitter, whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge catch I'm hearing with Anthony Davis, okay, Joe?
What's that?
One you haven't mentioned, and like I said, this is what I heard. He's eligible for an extension, which is like 4 years, $272 million or something they were saying.
Yep.
So listen, yeah, I want Anthony Davis, but Joe, wait, hear me out. LeBron's going to be here what? Max 2 years? Max, right? Probably 1 year. Max two if we're lucky. Then you want to trade for Anthony Davis and give another big man, who, like Kyle said, is hurt as much as Embiid, another $272 million. So when LeBron comes here for a year, don't work out, we're stuck with that stiff for 3 or 4 more years.
Okay,
no.
So
no.
You are right.
No
way. You're right about the first thing, and then the second thing I'm not sure on. So for the first thing, you're right. He is eligible for another contract. Like, he could get a new deal. Now, in my world, Robin, maybe I'm living in La La Land, I don't want to give Anthony Davis an extension. I just want to get him on the team to lure LeBron. So if you're talking about, like, hey, I don't know if we want to also pay AD, I'm with you on that. I don't want to lock myself into Anthony Davis for the next 7 years. But if I could get him here, if I could get him here and get LeBron to sign, I'll deal with that later.
Hey, listen, guys, I agree. In a perfect world,
see, Rob gets
if
it.
We could do that and not have to give him his extension, 110%. But if Anthony Davis won't come here unless he gets an extension, Zero, Joe.
That makes it harder.
Negative.
Well,
negative.
Rob, to this, what you're talking about. So, about a week ago, a lot of people thought LeBron might end up on the Warriors because they were going to do the same thing I'm proposing. They were going to trade for Anthony Davis because LeBron wanted him. But then the Warriors, they're out of this Anthony Davis thing now. Maybe it's what you're saying. Maybe they found out he wants more money and they're like, we're not doing this.
And listen, real fast before I give you my answer, how great is it, though, Hugh and Joe? If we don't do anything more, the guys we added, this Wade, the Simons off the bench, you know, we rebuilt our bench, right? We had no bench. We actually have a half-decent bench now. If we do nothing else, we're still a contender. I mean, right, they're still a contender if we don't do anything else from this moment forward. I still want the basketball rolled out tomorrow. I'm more excited about the Sixers, okay, than I am the Phillies right now. I'm more excited about the Sixers than I am the Phillies, okay? And how long have we been able to – me personally, I'm a hoops guy. You know,
I know you. That's why you were so mad at Daryl Morey all those years ago on our show.
Oh, yeah. Daryl Morey is, you know.
And you were right. I mean, Rob, you were right. I mean, that's why you got fired. You were right.
And look at this guy instantly. At least I'm at my age, I'm around Hugh's age, I'm 53. At this point, Hugh, we're on that other side of the mountain. Go big or go home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
no
I'm
more
with you.
Small moves. Go big or go
home.
This guy went big. So if it worked out, great. If it doesn't, I still can't be mad at the guy because that's what I wanted him to do.
I love it. Rob, what do you got for us? Guess for Hugh's Clues, this person who played a superhero.
I was way off with the one the other day, but as far as a superhero, I'm going to go with, I don't know if he's considered a superhero, but I like him, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man.
Wow, that's a great one. And I
count
that.
Bad.
Not the correct answer today, but all right, we're 2 for 2 on guesses that are on the right track.
Yeah.
We're going to get there by noon?
Yes.
I don't know about
I'm
that.
I'm confident.
Okay, 215-592-9494. All right, so Jared is up. Jared has intel on LeBron. Like, this is the kind of stuff you only get here. Intel on LeBron James. Jared, what's up, pal?
I do, and I'm going to get to that, but Kyle has me on tilt by saying that Anthony Davis is more injured than Embiid.
Give him the facts,
like
Jared. Give him the facts.
Talk to him.
Anthony Davis wanted to play the final 28 games last year, but when the Wizards traded for him, they held him out purposely to tank for that number one pick.
Now we're talking.
And every injury Anthony Davis had in his life has been a freak thing that does not compound over the other. Soft tissue, a ligament in a finger, a groin, a hamstring, all these little small things, whereas Embiid's getting microfracture, not microfracture surgery, meniscus cuts. Trim, back.
Right.
This,
one
leg,
one guy has a degenerative knee, and one guy has had some injury bad luck.
He's degenerative everything.
That's right.
Degenerative everything.
Not just bad luck.
He's just a degenerate almost.
Yep.
Now, Jared's I'm going to be fair because I want to be fair and balanced to Joel Embiid.
And Embiid's the one that got elbowed in the face accidentally and it broke.
Yeah. Is that before or after he was flying around
That was after.
I want to be fair and balanced to Embiid, and I don't want to sugarcoat anything because I don't want him to show up and try and eat it, okay? But when it comes to being competitive, he's more in like the Joey Chestnut than he is Michael Jordan. And the thing everybody wants to give this guy a hard time because he's not, contacting Jaylen Brown after the trade. And just to be fair, I made a couple phone calls. He also didn't send Marcus Gasol a Father's Day card this year. So, I mean, Embiid may be having some stuff going on. But going to this trade intel that I have, this is the trade intel. Now, on James, if he's willing to play with Embiid, I went back in time to June 2018 when the former LeBron whisperer and current clutch insider who considers four cheesesteaks an appetizer, Brian Windhorst, stated that in 2018, that if the Sixers were serious about acquiring LeBron James, they would need to trade Joel Embiid, as James preferred not to rely on the big man's health. Those were the exact quote when he was an insider.
Jared, when was that? That was 2018?
June 2018 episode of The Jump. I remember seeing it, and I had to research it and find it to make sure that I wasn't imagining it. So if he didn't like him then and didn't want to rely on his health then, he's not relying on his health now. Now, with Anthony Davis, that's like getting the gang back together. They may win. They may not win. But guess what? It's like a war movie where they go back in for one last gig. They fire up the truck with the weapons, and they go in to, like, go get somebody and do one last thing. And now they got Jaylen Brown, VJ Edgecombe, and what's called to join in, and Maxie to join in. And Jaylen Brown and LeBron have one mutual hatred. They hate the Celtics now. There's no two guys that hate the Celtics more on this planet that play basketball than those two guys. So they can combine. And that's kind of it.
Jared, I like it. I mean, obviously, you told Kyle. I mean, you told him about the Anthony Davis stuff. So, Jared, good stuff there. And he's got, he goes back to 2018 with the intel. Jared's bringing facts to the table every day.
Yeah, he did. I was just looking at it. They said that is.
He also ripped Wendy for you.
Yeah.
Well, stuck that in there.
So you think he's not willing to rely on Joel Embiid's health, he'll definitely be willing to rely on Anthony Davis's
health.
But he has
he has familiarity and a relationship with him.
Oh, okay.
Well, he does, right? They won a championship together.
Awesome.
That's
wonderful.
If you win a championship with someone, you probably have
they got to hold hands and frolic up the court together.
I do think it's fair to point out what Jared did, that maybe the last year's injury with Anthony Davis was a little bit fugazi. I mean, they held him out. So maybe it's not the same as we think it is.
If, what about all the other ones?
But again, it's not like we're trading a picture of health for a not picture of health.
No,
because
now we're
swapping out.
Now we're splitting hairs trying to talk about who's healthier than who.
I want LeBron. And if it means Embiid's out and Anthony Davis, it's not pathetic.
It's very pathetic. Listen, because we're trying to trade Embiid to get Anthony Davis.
When you go to the auction, you plan to win. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to the auction like you, just saying I'm here. I'm here to win.
But you hold on. But people who are smart have a walk away price.
That's fine.
Okay.
But
if you go to the auction and your only goal is to win, you're probably going to get hosed, dude.
But
you're probably going to get hosed.
Unless the goal is just to have the player. And if that's the goal, then I win. 215-592-9494. Tony in Willow Grove is up. Tony.
Tony.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Tony, good morning.
First and foremost, man, you know, the problem that I'm having right now, let me get your speaker. The problem that I'm having is the fact that LeBron is taking too long to decide if he wants to come here or not. So that tells me that he really doesn't want to come here. Two, we got Jaylen Brown, and this is the best team that JoJo's had since he's been on his roster. So, right here, I'll see who we got. And then take it doesn't try to move next year. Nobody's going to give us anything that's just
you. You know what, Tony? We want to get your call, but that connection
was
tough.
You got bad connect, bro.
It was tough. All right, the idea of this being the best roster Joel has ever played with, probably. I mean, this is a Maxey's elevated now to an All-NBA player. Jaylen Brown, sixth in MVP voting. Edgecombe will probably take another leap. It's probably true. This is going to be the most talented team that Embiid has ever played
with. Yeah, but the thing that you worry about, like, and you, if you're being honest with yourself, like, listen, I like Joel Embiid. I think he's a Hall of Fame player, regardless if he plays another basketball game or not.
I agree.
But when you talk about a championship run, and we saw it at spurts last year, when he's on the court, he's phenomenal.
But
when is he on the court?
Right, and there's never been a single postseason where he stayed healthy throughout it.
And Nick Nurse, it felt like, I don't know this for sure, but it felt like a lot of times on the fly he had to adjust the game plan when Joel Embiid was in the game and when he was out of the game. So now, you know, you get a little bit more certainty when you get certain individuals, you know what's going on, because it didn't sound like they knew what was going on
right
a lot of times during the course of the season. Everybody wasn't on the same page.
Well, they weren't. No, and that becomes a problem. It really does. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls on this. Don Mattingly, do you consider him a lock to be the Phillies manager next year? He was pretty outspoken yesterday. He would do it, and he wants to if Dave Dombrowski wants to. I think if it was me, I'd make him the manager. But I don't think this is a lock. Hugh seems to think it's more of a lock than I do. Where do you come down on Mattingly's future here in Philadelphia and LeBron James? Should the Sixers do something drastic to get his attention, to make him know this
do
is
something
the
pathetic.
Not pathetic, drastic. It's not pathetic. Acquiring it. This is the NBA. Oh, this is. I want to play with that guy.
He's a 42-year-old. And you're gonna shake your roster up for 1 year of a 42-year-old.
I don't even want Embiid here anymore anyway. So this is like, I'm fine with this. So this is like, deep down, I want to do this anyway.
But that's okay. But it is pathetic.
I just don't like that word. It's not pathetic. But this is this a strategy? Would you trade Joel Embiid for Anthony Davis to lure LeBron James here? Your call's on all of it. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up on the other side, latest on LeBron, the sweepstakes, where we're at on this, and what's he thinking right now? The latest on what LeBron James is thinking from insiders around the NBA. That's next. Your call's on it all. And second clue for Hugh's Clues. Midday. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Your second clue for Hugh's Clues coming up here in just a minute. First, though,
we
have to. Well, I mean, Hugh thinks by 12 o'clock this thing is gone.
12 of them things. I'm a mic on. 12 of them things.
12 of them, what?
12 of them things.
12 o'clock. 12 hours since midnight.
12 of them things, yeah.
Anyway. Can we get the latest on LeBron James and maybe what he is thinking as we go through this free agency? And one thing I said, I don't know how long this one's going to take. You know, last time, or I should say, when he did the decision, right, when that whole thing happened.
He took his talents to South Beach.
Yeah, that happened.
Made a lot of people mad.
He did. He did. The date of that was actually yesterday. You know, obviously 2010, I think, was the year. But yesterday was the date.
The actual date.
Yeah, so I have no idea. I mean, maybe this one lingers for a few weeks here. I don't know. Again, this isn't about cap space or money. I think it's about him deciding and maybe like what we talked about yesterday, is he waiting for someone to do something to really entice him? Well, I think the Sixers could do that by making a move here. But let's check in Brian Windhorst on what LeBron may be thinking in his free agency.
Does he want to deal with in his life what the reaction would be if he, you know, went to Philadelphia or Minnesota or Denver or something like that, where it would sort of be a completely new place and he would have to create all kinds of new ties and learn, you know, new routines and also deal with the, you know, people, calling him a ring chaser or what have you. I think that's an extra layer that he's had to grapple with. I think he absolutely could do it. I don't think it's like a reason he would say no, but I do think that, you know, Cleveland and Miami are in their own category because, you know, to this day, he repeats Miami Heat mantras. Like when I listen to him and watch him play and hear him talk and everything, you feel the Miami Heat part of his basketball DNA. And of course, Cleveland, he's been there twice and he's been living there in the off season and things like that. Like that's his home. It's a no brainer. Those two are, I think, simple, clean ways to go about it. If he goes outside of that, it requires just a little bit more complication and probably a little bit more of a Rubicon he's got to leap across.
I agree with that. I mean, he played for 4 years in Miami. He played multiple times in Cleveland. Those are probably simpler places. He probably still has his home in Miami.
Yeah.
And he still lives in Cleveland at points of the calendar, right? So those are easier. Philadelphia is just, it would be new.
I hear you. And I understand it, but, you know, when you're talking about LeBron James' legacy, I don't think that's going to be a deterrent. Hey, well, I got to come to Philadelphia and I got to learn when to go to the grocery store during traffic and not when to go. I mean, because that's basically what we're talking about.
Yeah, like new routines.
And you know, I got to get a snowplow because it snows in Philadelphia.
Plus, he's not going to the grocery store, right?
But I'm saying I don't know. I mean, I hear him. And I understand Brian is, you know, plugged in way more in basketball than I am, but I don't think that's a big deterrent. When you're thinking about his decision and it taking this long, if you're going back to Cleveland, to me, that's a no-brainer. Just go back home. Or Miami. That's a no-brainer.
They're both home to an extent.
Yeah, so it's like you're going home. I think that being here adds another layer, and that layer is potentially winning another championship because there ain't too many cats that lead the game on top like that. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? A year, like win a championship and then leave. Or win a championship with four different teams.
No one does that.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where, you know, you have a chance to set a precedent that, and you've set a few already.
Yeah.
You get a chance to set another one.
Do you think he actually goes to the grocery store? There's no shot.
He probably does. He went to the golf store. He was making fun of Kevin Hart. I saw a video. And he was at a golf store.
Hold on. Like, you think, like, let's say he comes here. You think LeBron James is going to just be walking through Acme like anybody else, or Giant?
I think the Wawa.
It all depends on which. He'd probably go to Wegmans, though, the one of them fancy-ass Wegmans we got around here.
I go to Wegmans.
Wegmans is fancy. Like, the food, like the prepared food and stuff. Yeah, Wegmans is baller.
Yeah, when was the last time you were there?
I don't go to Wegmans. Wegmans, I'm a little bit too highbrow for me, man.
Wegmans is not highbrow.
It is. It's really highbrow.
I don't think Wegmans is highbrow.
You go in there,
they
got the prepared meals and stuff. You know, I like
don't
to
most grocery stores have prepared meals?
I like to get it from the mud.
I like to get it from the mud.
Yeah,
no, you
Wegmans
don't.
Is too highbrow, man. That's just too hoity.
Highbrow.
Yeah. It's a grocery store.
It's a highbrow.
Whole Foods is highbrow.
Yes, that's highbrow.
That's called Whole Check.
That is Whole Check. Whole Check. Sure. It costs your
Whole Check. Before I say this, we ain't got no ties with
to Whole Foods.
No,
I don't think so. We're not gonna after you say this.
Yeah, because y'all need to start seasoning y'all food, man. Because that's a shame.
Are you ripping Whole Foods?
Man, as much as you cost, you better put some seasoning on that food. They don't season their food enough.
I think the idea is you season it.
No,
they give
but
you the ingredients
like,
and you season it. That's how like,
cooking. I'm glad I asked this question.
This is the gripe that I have. Mm-hmm. If you're charging me an arm and a leg for some fish or chicken or whatever it is I decide to get, at least season it. Well, like,
are you talking about buying raw fish or raw chicken? Why would they season
that? No, I'm talking about the prepared foods. Okay. Like, they have the prepared food section.
That's every grocery store.
Some places, no seasoning. Some folks have grandmothers in the basement that's seasoning the food and making it right. For as much as they charge, y'all need to start seasoning the food, man. Because ain't nobody seasoning it.
Dude, you know you can just add some salt.
No, but I'm like, Kyle, the whole point of me getting prepared food is so I can go there and just get it fast, and it's already prepared.
All right, but Hugh, you can sprinkle a little salt, dude.
I know it's some folks out there that don't like seasoning. I'm not one of them. What they probably need to do, since you're charging as much as you're charging, have one side for seasoning and then the one side for the bland people that like their food bland.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that sign will go over well. No, bland people shop here. People that like seasoning shop here.
They don't season their food. Okay. It's not seasoned.
Listen, that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to fight you on that.
We ain't never going to get no Whole Foods.
Never. Not after what you just did. I mean, the headline is writing itself. Awful announcing. Hugh Douglas goes on bizarre rant against Whole Foods.
They don't season their food.
Here's my thing. I just fundamentally disagree that Wegmans is highbrow. It's not.
It's a little highbrow. It's nice, though. Listen, I'm not killing Wegmans.
It's just a grocery store.
They make some really good sandwiches. And I don't know what kind of bread they make with them deli sandwiches.
Yeah.
They killing that game.
Oh, the bread's great.
Yeah, but they're highbrow.
I don't think it's highbrow. 215-592-9494. Now that we established that, let's also hear Dave McMenamin on LeBron James, what he's thinking, and this angle to the idea of maybe why or why not Philadelphia.
Your side of it, though, it becomes a kind of a desperate move or a move that doesn't match up with his other three stops if he doesn't win. Versus he goes to Cleveland, we know there's less pressure to win a championship there. It's about going home. Goes to Golden State, those guys have already won four championships.
What do you think of that one? There's more pressure here than I don't think there's pressure in Cleveland. He already brought them their title. If he goes home, it's just like a happy ending. No one in Cleveland will be mad at LeBron James if he goes there and they lose. Lose in somewhere in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. No one will be mad. He did it. He went home once already and he brought them their title. They had their parade. Miami, it wouldn't even be close to his team. It's Giannis's team. It's his basketball team now. And he went and got to four finals there. I do agree with that, Hugh, that the only place there would be real pressure to win is here.
Yeah, there's pressure, but it would. I don't think it's something like I'm not the caliber athlete LeBron is, obviously, but I think there's something to being in a situation where, you know, especially a guy like him who has accomplished so much in his career at 42 years old, to come to a team that's somewhat already established. You're going to be the focal point, no question about it. But when I look at it, I look at Tyrese Maxey and the star that he's emerging to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Jaylen Brown. We're talking about a guy who was in the MVP running last year. And you got Vijay Edgecombe. And if he's here, you have Joel Embiid, a Hall of Famer, who you're taking a tremendous amount of pressure off of him. And you're asking him to play underneath the basket, right? And you're still in a position, you got three legit shooters, and you got one coming off, you got Filon coming off the bench. You put yourself in a situation where I can see you going, I'm not saying you can beat New York, I think you can, but you're right there with them
They could beat them.
No, I'm saying, yeah. We don't know.
Yeah, but they could.
Because New York's bench is pretty deep, but you're right there with them. You're right there in contention,
yeah.
And that's what you want. Like, so you can't, nobody never knows what's going to happen. You don't. But you're right there with those competitive teams.
I also wonder if we've reached a stage where, like, does he even care about pressure? I mean,
no.
He's been in the league since he was 18. Basically, every year, if he didn't win a championship, his legacy got a hit. I mean, that's how his career has gone, right? Like, he's compared to the greatest player of all time since he got in the league, and every game and every playoffs is a referendum on, you're not really Michael. Like, is Sixers pressure really going to be the reason he hasn't come here?
No, see, this is...
I don't think
you
so.
You guys are fully dove...
I don't think so.
You've dove into being suckers.
Nope.
Probably. This is why I guarantee LeBron's not coming here.
Because of pressure.
Because Joe, Hugh, as great as LeBron is, he's kind of a fraud. In this last year, he can tell you everything you want to hear. Oh, he wants basketball happiness. He wants this and that. He wants a show, dude. He wants the documentary. He's like, he considered the 76ers, but really, he's going to go to Cleveland where everyone drops to their knees and bows down to LeBron James. Thank you so much for bringing us a title all those years ago. Now go right off into the sunset back where you started. It's such a joke, and you guys are getting suckered into this whole damn thing.
You might be right on that, but that has nothing to do with him not coming here because of the pressure of
That's exactly why he's not coming here. Joe, he wants his final year to be everybody adoring him and throwing flowers at his feet and telling him how great he is
Maybe.
And how much we're going to miss him in the NBA. You think he's going to get that here if things aren't going well? No.
Obviously, because there's no tie here. I get that. But I don't think he's going to say, I'm not going there because it's too much pressure to win. His whole career has been, don't win the title, you're not the GOAT.
Right.
Every year, basically.
Yeah. But we're not at that point anymore. He's now 42.
He's still playing at a high level.
That totally besides my point. Like we're talking about what he wants in his final season. He just wants people to tell him how great he is all the time.
That is fine. Well,
that's not going to happen here. He knows that.
Well, I want people to tell me how great I am.
Well, you don't get that on the show.
You better start acting right.
Keep waiting.
You have said nothing that I have a problem with so far.
Okay, so here's the knock on Kyle's theory on this. Miami and Philadelphia make no sense. What are we doing? Are we just stringing everyone along? Well, Miami's not going to do that. Pat Riley basically tells him to shut up when he walks in. I run the show. Like when LeBron first got there, LeBron tried to put his foot down.
And tried to get Spo fired. That was a rumor.
And Pat Riley said, "No, that you are on the Heat now. They don't just bow down to players over there. So that's not going to work in Miami. Maybe the fans will be happy he came back, but the organization is going to just bow down."
But all their fans. Hold on, we're talking about Miami fans.
They have fake
fans. So they don't care.
So my point is
that's cozy option one. Cozy option two is being in Cleveland where he started.
I don't think Miami's cozy because they don't bow down to him.
Cozy.
I don't think it is. Cleveland's cozy. I agree. If this was simply about coziness, he would have signed in Cleveland 5 days ago.
But hold on, he's not going to be version one of LeBron in Miami. He's talking about being a third option or being a piece.
Yeah.
He's not dragging anybody.
I understand. But
so I don't think that there's that expectation by the organization in Miami.
No, I agree. But when he was there the first time and he was the best player in the world by a lot, they didn't let him walk on water.
We're talking about now.
I understand that.
It's different now.
I'm just saying there's one cozy option. If that's your theory that he wants to just be loved, it's one place. One place to roll out the red carpet.
I think Miami's there too.
I don't. Not with Riley. It's Cleveland. And so that's fine. If he wants to go to Cleveland, go to Cleveland. I'm just saying, why are we doing this song and dance if it's clearly just Cleveland? What is this all about?
Because he's doing a documentary.
Stop. He's thinking
what do you
about,
mean stop? That's what he's doing.
He's thinking about the Sixers.
He's got you all wrapped. Oh, my God. You guys are all falling
Excuse
for
me.
This.
I am busy on the NBA trade machine. I'm trying to make trades to lure LeBron. Let me be. Kristen is up on WIP. What's up, Kristen?
Hi. I think it's foolish to wait until the postseason to give Don Mattingly manager.
So I agree with you, Kristen. I would take the interim tag off right now. I want Don Mattingly to be the manager.
100%.
But I'm not sure they're going to do it. I think they're going to make him wait to see what happens in the playoffs around here.
Which is, it's just so silly because, right, look at what he's already done. And be for real, he's an icon. Like, he's not out here begging for a job.
Right,
no, I totally agree with that.
And he did them a favor,
like
Kristen. Yeah, he did them a favor.
A big one at that. Like, why are we going to sit here and pretend like we have to wait? And for what? Like, we preferred Cora? Wasn't he fired because of his winning record?
He was. Now, he's a good manager, but they had a bad year, and he was fired. Yeah.
The Astros. I think it's silly. And then I think it's also dumb to want to trade Davis or Embiid for Davis because, like someone else said, right, he comes with a lot of injuries too. And LeBron's not here for a long time. He's here for a good time. He just wants to chill out.
That's kind of like with everybody. That's kind of everybody's mantra on a Friday.
It is. What's Thursday?
Well, I'm just saying. It's just like that's kind of everybody's mantra.
It makes me so mad. Like, I don't even follow basketball like that. But why break up Embiid, Maxey, Edgecroft, and I forget the other guy's
Brown.
Name off the top of my head.
Jalen Brown.
We mess up names. Don't worry about that. We mess up names. Yeah.
Let them be great. Like, let them be great.
Well, you know what?
Because
I want LeBron.
That?
I mean, that's why I want to do it. We'll see if they do. Kristen, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
David Corenslet.
David, you're talking about
Superman.
What's that? The new Superman.
No, the new one. Did you see that last summer?
Yeah, I did.
He's from Center City.
Yes.
He's from Center City?
He's from, was it good? Kristen, did you see the movie?
Yeah, he went to Lower Marion.
I didn't see it.
Did you see the movie, Kristen?
I fell asleep.
You fell asleep.
I brought my son and I fell asleep watching it.
Well, Kristen, good phone call. That was not the correct answer today, but yes, he's the new Superman. That came out, what was it, last year or the year before?
You know what I was thinking? Jonathan Cumberbatch. I thought that's what she said, but that's
Benedict,
not the same
Benedict
name.
Cumberbatch.
Huh?
His name's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, what did I say? Jonathan?
Jonathan, yeah.
You know, names, me and names are not like, you know, we're not.
So what was the correct name?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
So you got
Jonathan Cumberbatch.
David Corenslet got you to Benedict.
Because he has a tough name, too, and that's what I was thinking.
Just all tough names.
All tough names.
All right, Hugh, why don't you give everyone a second clue?
Second clue.
Because it's 11:45 and you are barreling towards going over 12 o'clock.
All right, then. This person is from Ohio.
All right, so we have someone that played a superhero and they are from Ohio. Tanner in Philadelphia is up on WIP. Tanner?
What's going on, guys?
What's up,
how you guys doing?
Tanner, what's up?
Nothing much. Nothing much. I do got to shout out my guys, though, first, Jamal and Ray. But I did want to say, I think Don needs to get...
Do we know
you don't know Jamal and Ray. I was told to shout them out.
Oh, okay. So now, but now I feel like we know them now.
But who told you to shout them out, though?
Jamal and Ray.
Well, okay, yeah. I got it. I thought you meant like Kyle told you to shout them out or something like that.
No.
Hey, when you get on the phone, shout out Jamal and Ray.
Give us a shout out.
Yeah, that's all I got to do
okay,
today.
Okay, that's fine.
I think Don deserves to have the... they listen.
Well, we appreciate... Hey, Jamal. Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Go ahead, Tanner.
But I think he needs to get the interim taken off. But I also think that this might be motivation for the players. Like, they're playing for Don's job almost because they know that this could be taken away and he could just be let go. I think this is also kind of like a good like piece of like, hey, we're playing for Don to actually get a full-time spot here. It's like dangling the carrot in front of the rabbit.
I don't know. It's not like, with all due respect, this ain't Topper. Don's played the game, and Don, like, there's a lot of people that feel it's a consensus that he should be a Hall of Famer. Ain't nobody. Yeah. This ain't no feel-good story. This is and we did that with Topper.
Well, it kind of is. If they win with him, because Don Mattingly, part of his career that is part of the story, Hugh, is great player, but he never
won anything.
His career, ironically, bookended the Yankees being good. He was there for the time they weren't. They won in the 70s. He wasn't in the major leagues yet. Then he got to the big leagues, played for 15 years. That's like the longest Yankee drought in like a generation, right? Then as soon as he leaves, they start a dynasty. So, and then look, Hugh, he's with the Dodgers, right? And as soon as he leaves, they kind of start a dynasty. I do think there's a little storybook to if Don Mattingly finally wins his ring. He's got to be one of the most famous players and coaches to not have a ring in history of baseball.
He's a borderline Hall of Famer. Yeah. And I think it's disrespectful dropping him, and it's a slap in the face basically to him and all the players too that have grown accustomed to and what they're doing for him. They're playing for him and the team and the name across the chest. Like, he's flipped this around completely, and I wouldn't want Alex Cora in here, especially after seeing what happened with the Red Sox and the cheating allegations and, well, the cheating in Houston. I want Don Mattingly to actually win one and win one here.
Well, that'd be awesome, Tanner. All right, Tanner, what do you got for us? Hugh's clues.
So, Hugh, I thought he gave it away because I saw the X-Men t-shirt, so I thought it was Hugh Jackman. But that, he said Ohio.
Oh,
so
that's your guess.
Off, so
well, that is your guess, Tanner. It's not Hugh Jackman, but it's certainly a fair guess.
Is Tanner the same? Did Tanner also give us two guesses last time?
It might have been.
Tanner's going to sneak that
in. He was going to do the, I was going to do this, and then,
we're on that now.
Yeah, we are on to that. And then we got, who's it, Ray and who? Who did we shout out there?
Oh, I don't know.
Ray and, I forgot already.
Bob, Ray.
You know, great shout out, fellas. Great shout out.
Yeah. I don't remember those normal.
One was definitely Ray. So we appreciate Ray listening.
Way to pay attention. But he is paying attention. Because I did that, you know, like I said, there's a method. Even though y'all don't get it, there's a method to
again, math. Once again, always blaming the students because like the teacher's not context, doing a good job.
You got to look at the context clues, man. Yeah. You know, remember that game back in the day? You probably too young for this. Where's Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
On the computer? Yeah. Used to play that all the time. You got to listen to the context clues, man, and try to find Carmen. It's kind of the same thing.
You know,
because the clues are there.
You know, it was a TV show, too.
What's that?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Television
I remember,
show.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
When was the last time you think that was uttered on WIP? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Probably today.
So today is in like never before?
Yes.
Today's the first time?
I'm pretty sure that there's people that are like, man, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
There's
a method to him. Crazy like a fox, though.
Well, yeah, we're just the first part of that.
Just crazy.
Andy in Westchester up. Andy!
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Andy.
What's going
Andy?
On, man?
Nothing much. Hey, I was just thinking about what you were talking about with Don Mattingly. And if you're saying, Joe, if he is... You know, they're not 100% sure that they want him to be their manager next year. Why would they take the interim tag off?
Well, so I think there's two parts of it. I want him to be the manager. Like I would do that, and I think they should because he's earning it. Plus, the interim tag really just means he's the manager for the end of this year. It doesn't include next year. It's just he would not be the interim manager. He just would be the manager. But actually, Andy, I don't think that they're going to do that, and I don't think they're sure. I mean, the Cora thing feels like it's just sitting out there. I can't get over Dombrowski on the day he announced Topper's out, Mattingly's in, admitting, actually, I wanted Alex Cora. So that you guys just go with that and hold on to that one. Because he was so blunt about it. He wanted Cora, and that's the only reason that Mattingly got it, because Cora said no.
Right, but that's my point, is if they're not sure, why would they – I don't think there's any sense in taking the interim tag off. He also said, you know, he's here for 2 years, and if he doesn't want to be here longer than 2 years, I don't, you know, obviously we don't know that, but
right.
Just since he brought up the 2 year thing, then I don't think it would be awkward either if they brought in Cora and asked him to go back to the bench. So either way, I think they should just leave it as it is for the rest of the year. But my opinion, and I guess that's all this is anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unless they win the World Series, I think as soon as the season ends, the first question that's going to be asked to him, like whenever they go out, unless it's a championship, is, do you want to manage the team next year? And he's probably going to say yes, and then that kind of creates an awkward dynamic heading into the offseason.
Right. What do you think, Hugh?
I think that they're going to give him the job. I think that's going to be
the
job.
Sorry, I was trying to catch you off guard.
Oh, no, you didn't do that. I was listening to what was being said. No, I think they're going to give him the job. I think that, like I said earlier, that his son has an inside track as far as the job is concerned, and he's going to tell his dad. That's his dad. He's going to tell his dad what's going on
right.
If he has the inside track. I don't think that – this is a unique situation. This is a unique work situation.
Really
so I think that he has the inside track.
All right, Andy, what do you got for us? Hugh's clues.
Yeah.
Who's the winner? Who's the answer?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson is not the right answer. And that means the next guest will be on the other side of 12 p.m. Another L for you, Douglas. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, all your phone calls here. And ESPN has been ranking the top 10 at each position in the NFL. And I saw one today that made me wonder if we overrate one of the better players on the Philadelphia Eagles. And no, I'm not talking about the quarterback. We'll get to him next week. 215-592-949 for all your calls on Mattingly, LeBron James. Would you trade for AD? Would you trade Embiid for AD to entice LeBron James? I would. And Hughes Clues. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FIFA World Cup is entering its biggest matches, and there's no better place to be than Kalshi, America's number one prediction market. Right now, France is trading at 32% to win it all as we enter the final eight, which means a $100 trade on France pays out $296.45. On Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you could buy in and out of your position for a limited time. Download the Kalshi app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10, KALSHI. Kalshi, trade the beautiful game. 18-plus only. Restrictions and eligibility require supply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.